It's time for Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and TalentStream. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia, Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. Now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good afternoon. Scott Luton here with you live once again on Supply Chain Now Radio, where we are continuing our coverage of Blueprint 2019, a forum dedicated to supply chain best practices, especially better demand planning and forecasting, all hosted by our friends over at Blue Ridge. You can check them out at BlueRidgeGlobal.com. So let's welcome our featured guest for this segment. We are welcoming Peter Lajewski, Vice President of Supply Chain with Breakthrough Beverage Group. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Glad you are here. Steeler Nation is glad you're here.
All right. Black and gold, baby.
That is right. And I think you just wrapped up a presentation as part of Blueprint, right?
Yes, I did.
Fantastic. Well, for starters, if you would, Peter, share with our listeners a little about yourself and your background.
Sure. I've been in the alcoholic beverage business for a little bit more than 20 years now, both on the producer side and the most recently, 2 years ago, joining Breakthrough Beverage as their VP of Supply Chain Management and kind of coming full circle from vineyard all the way back out to the liquor store.
Okay. And speaking of Breakthrough Beverage Group, tell us about what the company does.
So Breakthrough Beverage is one of the nation's largest distributors of beer, wine, and spirits. Our customers are everybody from liquor stores to hotels, restaurants, drug stores, grocery stores, venues, stadiums, etc. And so our business model is if you know you order today, whether that's a bottle of wine or a case of beer or a you know a couple of bottles of vodka, we'll have it to you tomorrow.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That is, were y'all one of the first in the industry to offer delivery like that?
We are among the leaders in that, yes.
Okay, fantastic. The Amazon of the distribution business.
We're trying to. We're all trying to figure that one out, absolutely.
Hey, we all are, right? So what brings you here to Blueprint 2019?
Well, let me start by actually saying Blueprint 2018 because I came here last year as a kind of a prospect. And since that time, we have gone ahead and made the investment in the Blue Ridge software. And this year, we've actually come to the conference to share some of our results with other Blue Ridge users, as well as to learn more about the future roadmap that Blue Ridge is putting out in front of us for their technology development.
Fantastic. And are there any early wins that you can share in your first roughly year as a Blue Ridge user?
Certainly. We've had a lot of great success with Blue Ridge. Probably number one is it just has uncovered some process errors that we needed to clear up and make stronger. And we've had some very strong inventory reductions. We've had improvement in our forecast accuracy. And as a result, we are really understanding the flow of our inventory through our entire supply chain and actually now being able to move upstream to some of our customers with the data that we've uncovered.
Wow. Seems like it's really allowed you to kind of sharpen the supply chain sword, so to speak.
Absolutely. That's a great analogy. We can really, you know, take that sharp sword and almost pinpoint what do we need to work on now as opposed to just kind of taking a broad brush approach. We can use some of the analytics that we've been able to pull out of this tool, apply them to our business, and be very targeted with the reductions we want to make.
Fantastic. So moving kind of beyond Blueprint 2019, and speaking more broadly, what are two or three current supply chain trends that you may be tracking more than others right now?
Well, probably everybody is tracking AI, right? Artificial intelligence, what's happening. And I have to tell you, every time I hear about AI or see an article about AI, it just seems that it's moving faster and faster to us. There was a time where I never thought I'd be working with it in my career. But I really feel it's on the doorstep and it's something we have to embrace. We're going to be using AI to not only use the predictive side of it, but to actually begin to use, you know, robotic process automation, machine learning, et cetera, to really get after those low value added, very tactical type of actions and be able to redeploy our workforce into the analytics, into how do we get better, and, of course, in the end, how to become more profitable.
Mm. You know, we sat with the VP of Supply Chain with Haverty's, a furniture collection of companies, a couple weeks back, and they were profiled in Forbes about some of their supply chain success, and they were one of the winners of our Atlanta Supply Chain Awards here back in March. And a neat analogy that's really stuck with me is, you know, when you go up a couple flights of stairs, you know, nothing tells your heart that it needs to pump more blood throughout your system. It just happens, right? And it really applying that orchestration, that that AI machine learning component to our supply chains and make some of this instant decision making so that we can spend our time, our hands-on time, on more complex decisions. That was just a illustration that really stood out in my brain.
Yes, I think it's great. And as a distributor, we don't make anything. We buy finished goods, we inventory them, and then we resell them, right? And so as I've told our senior executives, inventory is what we do. We have got to become very good at this. And to your point, we have to get away from placing purchase orders and running around with antiquated systems and be able to become predictive and be able to really focus on what are the exceptions I need to look at, as opposed to trying to look at a portfolio of 16,000 SKUs in any given state.
Mm. Inventory is what we do. I like that. Peter, we're going to put that on a t-shirt or something.
I've actually thought about giving that to our CEO, yes.
I love it. So beyond AI and some machine learning, any other trends that's really caught your attention, your team's attention more than others?
Well, I think, again, just in general, and it's a big category, inventory management, right? Because it is by far our largest investment. As I said, it is what we do. But how do you drive order fulfillment? And then how do you offer your entire portfolio of your inventory to every customer? And that to us is the goal. So how do I put 16,000 items in every liquor store or stadium, you know, around the nation? We would love to be able to do that, and I really believe with the systems such as Blue Ridge, we will find a way to get there.
Fantastic. Coast to coast.
You got it.
Our listeners may be hearing the buzz in the background. We're kind of in between breakout sessions here at Blueprint 2019, where we have a lot of supply chain leaders like Peter, who serves as Vice President of Supply Chain with Breakthrough Beverage Group, Peter Lajewski. So beyond Blueprint 2019, are you out on the trade show circuit a lot, Peter?
I wouldn't say a lot, but we are very targeted. You know, what I like about Breakthrough is we are very willing to make investments in our people and make sure we grow them. So we do attend several conferences. The one coming up in just a few weeks, of course, will be the Gartner Annual Supply Chain Conference, which is really a pretty important conference during the year. I think Blueprint supplements Gartner very well. They mesh together very nicely. But to get the general broad brush of what's happening, you want to go to Gartner. But to really focus on your business and your tools, you want to come to Blueprint.
Fantastic. And, you know, that Gartner conference in Phoenix is where they'll be releasing the latest rankings of the top 25 supply chains, which
right.
I think is always
right.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Atlanta, of course, we're proud of the some of the companies based here, and Home Depot had rejoined the rankings last year, largely based on their $1.2 billion investment into their supply chain to improve their delivery capabilities within the 48 contiguous states. So we'll see what rankings come out this year.
We're excited, yes.
Yeah, it gives us something. It's like the preseason top 25 for supply chain folks to debate and look at and analyze, you know.
Yes. One of our key business partners Diageo was number 13 last year. Wow. And they're a very critical partner. And again, we are actually integrating with them. We are actually moving our forecast directly into their systems as well as our inventory, and working together to make sure not only can we reduce inventory, do we have the right inventory, and can we drive to the perfect order.
Mm. And so just that better synchronicity, you know, where communications, you're getting just closer and closer to your business partners,
yes.
Your suppliers, your customers. We're all becoming one in many ways, right?
Yes. Having worked in this business for as long as I have, and having worked on the producer side, I really see a time where we can take the forecast a company like Breakthrough Beverage can generate, move those upstream, and eventually begin to affect you know, if I'm a wine company, you know, what wine am I making? What grape contracts am I securing? How am I moving to the future as opposed to, oh my gosh, I'm working in these 30-day silos and trying to figure things out?
That's a great way of putting it. Well, how can our listeners get in touch and learn more about Breakthrough Beverage?
Sure. Well, our website's the best place to go, Breakthrough Bev, and that's break, BREAKTHRUBEV.com. We're very proud of our company. We're family-owned. We have over 7,000 associates, and we really want to transform this business. And if you think you'd like to be part of it, check us out.
Well, you know, I still like the order delivery. You order it today, you get it tomorrow. That is really neat. Y'all continue to push and not sit on your laurels, right?
Looking
for ways to improve and represent 100% of those 16,000 items coast to coast.
Right, right. Well, we have competitors, and we need to stay in front of
That's
them,
right.
And we respect our competitors, but we still want to be better than they are.
Love it. And inventory is what we do. That's one of the lines of the day there. I love that, Peter.
Okay, thanks.
So big thanks to our guest today, Peter Lajewski, on this segment. Peter serves as Vice President of Supply Chain with Breakthrough Beverage Group. To our listeners, be sure to check out our other upcoming events, replays of our interviews, other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the other leading sites where podcasts can be found. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. If you can't find what you're looking for, send us a note to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at supplychainnowradio.com. We'll get you what you're looking for. Stay tuned as we'll be continuing our coverage of Blueprint 2019 shortly. For the entire Supply Chain Radio team, this is Scott Luton signing off for now, and we'll see you back here in just a few minutes. Thanks, everybody. So let's welcome our featured guest for this segment, Cliff Isaacson, advisor with Prolific Virtue. Good afternoon, Cliff.
Good afternoon. Great to be here.
Glad you are here. First off, let's kind of warm up our listeners and give them a chance to get to know you a little better, Cliff. So tell us about yourself and your background.
Sure thing. Grew up in the northern reaches of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
The UP?
That's right, the UP, up near Canada. So love the snow, but my wife and I are down here to stay south of Atlanta. Happy not to chip ice off a windshield anymore. Although I ended up in college down in Chicago, so
okay.
I don't know what I was thinking. We steadily both migrated south.
What college in Chicago?
I went to school at Northwestern, so I'm a Big Ten guy.
Yeah, okay. So I spent some time in Cincinnati with a consulting firm. Learned a lot about the Midwest and
That's
Big
right.
Ten football and Skyline Chili and the Reds and all that good stuff.
That's right. Good stuff.
So what brought you to Atlanta?
I actually came here. I was doing some strategy consulting. It was a lot of financial services. I was doing a project up at Goldman Sachs on Wall Street. And then ended up chatting with a guy that was on the project. And we got the bug to do a startup. So we came down here to co-found a company that specializes in supply chain planning for trucking and transportation.
Fantastic.
So we grew that and raised a lot of venture capital and sold that in 2003.
Okay, man.
So
let's talk about Prolific Virtue then.
Sure thing.
What is your company and what does it do?
Sure thing. Prolific Virtue has a solution that's called Prolific Pricing, and we specialize in price optimization and pricing analytics for small and medium-sized businesses, in particular warehouses. Warehouse distributors, wholesalers, and retailers.
Okay. And it looks like y'all have been serving more and more and growing quite a bit over the last few years.
We're working on it. We're still a pretty small startup, but it's pricing is a very interesting space. And
it is.
It has a lot of overlap with inventory optimization, which is my background prior to moving into pricing.
Okay. So Cliff, what brings you to Blueprint 2019?
Jim and Todd were very nice in inviting me and bringing me in, we're starting to establish a partnership. It's a great overlap with the solutions, and obviously what Prolific Virtue does is a great overlap with what Blue Ridge is doing with their customers. So here to continue that partnership and
Love it. Well, and that's, you know, in this day and age, in 2019, these strategic alliances and real progressive collaboration between supply chain organizations and firms and partners, that's really where the secret sauce is, it seems.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So is this your first Blueprint 2019?
First Blueprint.
Really?
So really excited to be here. This is an incredible turnout. I'm very impressed.
So beyond, you know, kind of furthering the alliance you spoke of earlier, what else are you looking to gain from the experience here?
I want to know more about what makes Blue Ridge unique. Talking to customers, talking to prospects, and talking to the team, the Blue Ridge team. There's some great experts here, and I'm just trying to understand and absorb and listen to what they're doing, because they're doing something right. They're growing incredibly quickly, and I would love to support that growth.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Jim and Todd earlier. Cliff is referring to Jim Burns, the CEO at Blue Ridge, and Todd Craig, the Chief Marketing Officer, which are both here and just over my right shoulder, I believe, enjoying the Blueprint 2019 conference. All right, so let's talk about some general trends in the world of supply chain. Are there a couple of trends or topics that have been on your radar more than others here lately?
Absolutely. It was interesting in the keynote presentations this morning, because I heard a lot of overlap in what inventory optimization, demand forecasting challenges, and the planners that are here and the executives that are here, and exactly what my customers are facing right now. Tariffs is a big issue. It has a huge impact on pricing, because cost changes throughout the year can impact customers who are trying to drive price. It obviously really directly impacts margins.
Yep. You know, I had, and this is a little bit dated, I had lunch with a manufacturer that does global equipment just a couple months ago. When the tariffs were set, go into motion, and then there was an agreement and a deadline extension, but at the time they weren't sure, so they sent out a note to their customers informing them of price changes.
That's right.
Just to retract that note a month or two later.
A month or two later, that's
and
right.
And then, you know, and they're still kind of in hiatus. You know, what do we do? We need a communication, and we need to be proactive. But,
that's right.
Yeah, these tariffs are making it challenging for everybody. And then to compound that, I've mentioned a couple of interviews today. In my earlier career, I was in metal stamping.
That's right. I heard that.
Yes. Okay. And we had certain customers where their portfolio of parts that we supplied were tied to the steel index. Right?
That's right.
So if it went too high, went too low, we had to reprice all these parts.
Which makes a lot of sense. If your costs are tied directly to specific commodities and you're not a massive consumer of those properties and those commodities, then you really need to build those things in. And that really helps to put some sort of structure in place so that you're not waiting for the next annual price change to recover some of the margins that you've lost, and then try to figure out, hey, where do I have price strength? Where am I competitively positioned? And where can I actually take some of those price increases?
Clearly, I am talking with a pricing strategist.
I will talk
here.
Pricing all day long.
But the interesting that it was such a huge project. I was hoping and praying that it was within that, you know, the leeway,
that's
up
right.
or down, so we didn't have to go through all those packages and make all those recalculations and all that stuff. But to your point, you do want to, you know, be a good partner and operate a very transparently as possible.
That's right. And it's worked very well with a lot of companies that I've worked with. It's really honesty, you know, and that really, if you can put that into the messaging to your customers, they understand they're facing the same pressures you are. And if you communicate it well, but I think it's important to also put some math and science behind it to understand where do you have the opportunity to work with your customers and even your suppliers and understand price sensitivity, understand where you actually could push some of those price increases and not impact sales and margins too much.
Absolutely, Cliff. I think we're really big kindred spirits here, because I've always enjoyed having a pricing discussion when it was rooted in fact.
That's right.
And that's how it was received, rather than, okay, they're going to try to come in and raise my prices,
that's
and it's
right.
going to be, you know, smoke and mirrors. But, you know, information's power, and when you come across and you're able to share that and the reason behind that, it's based on market indices or what have you, those conversations are a lot easier. You know what I mean?
They sure are, and it's actually, it fits well with what Blue Ridge is doing with IBP and with their really seamless supply chain and working with suppliers and customers. It's communication. And, you know, I've seen that on the pricing side for sure. Because you can really use it for vendor negotiations. Mm. And if you come in with data and you show them where, hey, we can work together here and improve both of our financial positions, it can be a win-win. It's not it's not a zero-sum game. It really can be a value add to both companies.
Yep, I'm with you. What other supply chain trends have you had your eye on more than others here lately?
Well, I'm in pricing, or I spend a lot of time in pricing, and so competitive pressures. You know, it's Amazon is an ever-present force. It's interesting because on the industrial goods side, Grainger can be the 800-pound gorilla, which really acts very similarly to Amazon. It has a lot of pricing strength. But it's interesting, there's a lot of up-and-coming e-commerce platforms that are creating this ongoing emergence of online-only competitors in the aftermarket and, you know, and direct competitors for these warehouse distributors and even for the retailers. Mm. So, you know, what happens is Amazon is always a concern, and if you go and sell on those channels, you always have to be worried. It's a low-margin channel, but you start to become addicted to those revenues. Mm. And you got to worry that Amazon might end up cherry-picking some of your high-margin items. Mm. But then the other risk is, you know, those items that are selling well and that are more commoditized, you get these small e-commerce players coming in and picking those off and selling them online. And online sales and e-commerce is very transparent from a pricing perspective.
So you're telling us we got to play offense and defense.
You
got to
play them both. Okay. So that's where, you know, you don't want to bring a knife to a gunfight.
That's right.
So science and optimization really help out there. Mm,
fantastic. Other trade shows that are on your radar through the balance of 2019, where else can we find Cliff Isaacson with Prolific Virtue?
I'm actually presenting next week at the spring conference. They have two conferences every year for the Pricing Society. I mean, it's actually here in Atlanta. Last year I spoke at both of them, one in Dallas and one in Chicago, talking about machine learning in price optimization and price determination. So looking forward to that.
Okay, I'm uncovering a whole new world of pricing experts here, Cliff. Learn something new every day. But you make your home here, and so Atlanta is hosting this next Pricing Society conference. Is that right? How big are these conferences?
You know, they're getting bigger and bigger every year. I think people are understanding that pricing is really table stakes to success, and it's really seeping down into the smaller and middle market company size. Tier 1 and Global 1000, Fortune 500 companies have been doing price optimization for a while, but now we got some pretty easy to use tools that are making it to the mid market. And so we're starting to see the growth of people attending these conferences and specializing in pricing. It's really interesting.
We are, and we're also starting to see the growth of the buzz here at Blueprint 2019 some of the latest breakout sessions comes out. Now, did you speak this go around, or are you coming out?
I'm talking tomorrow.
Okay, so. Fantastic. What time is your session?
I don't know that off the top. It's actually in the afternoon. It's one of the combined group sessions where everybody's back together. So gotcha. I'm probably the one standing between the audience and the bar. Okay. So okay. I'll probably make it pretty quick.
But hey, now I think what you've got to share clearly, I detect a lot of passion around this area of supply chain.
I'm very excited about it, yes.
Pricing analytics, pricing optimization, you name it. All right, so how can our listeners get in touch with you and learn more about your organization, Cliff?
Yeah, I mean, I have a Swedish last name, so I would try to spell it and people would get it wrong, but they can find me on LinkedIn. They can find us on our website at Prolific Virtue. In fact, we have a direct link. We're a self-service analytics, so you can actually link right in. And we can set you up with a free account, and you can play around with what we have.
Okay.
So that's an option, and we're also out on LinkedIn as a company as well.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for carving some time out. Looking forward to your presentation tomorrow afternoon. And we've been speaking with Cliff Isaacson, advisor with Prolific Virtue. Thanks so much, Cliff.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it for the time.
You bet. All right, so be sure to check out our other upcoming events, replays of our interviews, other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the other leading sites where podcasts can always be found. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. If you can't find what you're looking for, send us a note, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at supplychainnowradio.com. We will get you more information. Stay tuned as we'll be continuing our coverage of Blueprint 2019 shortly. For the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton signing off for now. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Let's welcome our featured guest for this segment. We have Rod Daugherty, Vice President of Product Strategy with Blue Ridge, with us. Good afternoon, Rod.
Good afternoon.
Did I get your last name correct?
Daugherty. Daugherty.
Okay, like kind of like Brad Daugherty, the NBA player.
Daugherty, yep, same thing.
Okay, fantastic. Well, so Rod, tell us about yourself and your background a little bit.
Yeah, I've been, I'm the Vice President of Product Strategy at Blue Ridge, and I've been in kind of this area of supply chain planning and product management, product strategy for, like, I would say an embarrassingly long time, but yeah. And before that, I've done this for different companies. And before that, I was a practitioner in chain drug retail for a large drugstore chain on the West Coast before I started into the software vendor side of the market.
Well, so on the West Coast, California, or is that?
Actually, it was Portland, Oregon. Wow. That's where we were headquartered.
Great city. So let's talk more about Blue Ridge and what it does. As someone that's been part of the team for 5 years now and kind of gone through a variety of growth and how you're serving the market, in your perspective, how do you summarize the Blue Ridge mission?
We're optimizing our customers' inventory investment. Inventory's their most expensive asset. Our customers are all distribution, wholesale, or retail enterprises. And, they borrow money to buy inventory. And the whole trick there is to really have virtual inventory, to sell it before you pay for it.
Mm. And so managing that cost and making sure that we've got enough inventory but not too much, right?
Yep.
Not too much safety stock. That's an ongoing battle, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm really oversimplifying it in that first description I gave, but yeah, you have to figure out there's the whole forecasting component and then there's the inventory optimization side of that equation as well. And so, there's a stratification of service levels that our customers want to have for certain products, and then the inventory investment has to support that.
Mm-hmm. So great program here at Blueprint 2019 as we're about to wrap up day one. I guess last time we had a great we talked about the Braves game, great game and outdoor concert and a great networking session with all the attendees here. We've talked a lot about the thought leadership exchanges and the best practices conversations and the breakouts and the keynotes throughout day one. Why invest in, as Blue Ridge, why invest in and host a forum like Blueprint 2019?
There's just nothing like getting together in person with our customers, and I think it's mutually beneficial for all of us. I think our customers like it. I think they enjoy it. And I make so many contacts here, and I know you can do that on the phone and on web meetings and all that, but it's very different when I'm just sitting over dinner or drinks or something and talking about an idea that one of our customers has.
Mm. So what's some of the feedback you've been hearing? Have you been to, this is the third Blueprint, I believe, right?
Well, it's actually evolved. I mean, in the 5 years I've been here, it started out as kind of a buyer seminar. I mean, they had that when I joined the company, but it was really kind of just sort of smaller, one-dimensional, and it's evolved now to this really full-on kind of diverse actual annual customer conference.
Quite the collection of between The networking aspect, the keynotes, the breakout sessions. You know, we had one team earlier that brought their whole buyers team, and they all divided and conquered to go to different sessions to bring it all back together and exchange notes. I thought it was a pretty smart approach.
Yes. That was feedback, too. I mean, we accommodated some feedback from our customers from last year. They wanted some more education tracks in the program at Blueprint, and so that's a result of that this year. And I got to tell you, today it's been overwhelmingly supported. I was absolutely amazed at the balance between all the different breakout tracks.
So shifting gears from Blueprint, kind of moving out into the greater supply chain industry, what are two or three current supply chain trends that you might have be tracking more than others right now?
Yeah, definitely. You know, artificial intelligence and machine learning is a big theme for us, and you know, actually applying that so that it produces real practical value for our customers. You know, both in inventory optimization and better predictions on the forecast side.
Not technology for the sake of technology, something real practical that is driving the needle, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's part of our DNA and sort of our philosophy as a company is to make our software, make the user experience as app-like or as simple as possible, and let the solution do the heavy lifting, show the users the recommendations, and then, you know, if they want to go deep, they can, but they don't have to, and it's not incumbent on them to do a lot of heavy lifting.
What else is beyond AI and machine learning? What else are you tracking here lately, Rod?
You know, there's a lot of energy in the market around fulfillment forecasting, and that kind of gets over into the e-commerce side of the world, and so it's pretty prevalent in, you know, it's a big deal in retail. But, you know, all of our distribution wholesale customers have e-commerce sites as well now. And so the fulfillment forecasting piece is all about, helping position inventory at the right fulfillment location. And it's not just, it's not just using the demand forecast as a surrogate for where to put inventory, but it's really about where demand occurs.
A lot of moving pieces to manage, especially in today's supply chain era. Anything else? And there's so many. Change is moving faster and faster and faster. And it's been one of the things I have found intriguing is that some of the technologies that were developed in the late 80s, early 90s, blockchain is a great example. I read somewhere that blockchain had the actual technology was developed in 1991. Mm-hmm. However, the application in terms of how it's being used today, of course, didn't, surface until, 15, 16, 17, 20 years later. My math is
right.
My math is off. Mm-hmm. But, it's just so interesting how in this day of just constant change that success keeps being moved. Success can be a moving target as well.
It can. And what's interesting, and I see this having the benefit of hindsight and doing this for a long time, is like your point about blockchain, I would say the same thing about artificial intelligence. It's not a new idea, and a lot of the mathematics around it have been around for decades. But we're just now at the point where technology is affordable enough and to the point where we can fully leverage what a computer does really well, which is process things really fast. and it's affordable enough now that it's becoming something we can use in a practical way.
Absolutely. So any other trade shows or forums or workshops, what else is on your radar for 2019?
Yeah, for sure. The next thing for me is the Gartner Supply Chain Executive Conference, and we'll be exhibiting at that.
That's a great, great conference each year. And, one of the, I'm a big list person, so that as they produce their supply chain top 25 list. That's always leads to some interesting conversations and fodder. Of course, here lately, and last year, local legend, the Home Depot, moved back into the Gartner top 25, largely due to its massive investment. I think it was $1.2 billion investment in their mainly in their delivery capabilities within the 48 contiguous states. So we'll see. And that conference is coming up. What,
just it's a week from next Monday.
Wow. God, it's hard to believe.
It's the 13th, yeah.
We're almost in May 2019. That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
So, Rod, maybe we'll have you back on and get your key takeaways from that conference in Phoenix. Gartner does a great job there. Mm-hmm. But how can our listeners get in touch with you and learn more about Blue Ridge?
You can hit me up on email. It's rod.daugherty@blueridgeglobal.com.
Fantastic. Well, Rod, really, I've enjoyed day one of Blueprint 2019. Thanks for carving some time out, as busy as the schedule is around here today. And we hope to have you back maybe after you get back from Phoenix.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks, Scott.
You bet.
My pleasure.
All right. So big thanks to our guest today, Rod Daugherty, VP of Product Strategy with Blue Ridge. Be sure to check out all of our upcoming events, replays of our interviews, and other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. Of course, you can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the leading sites where podcasts can be found. So that is all from Blueprint 2019 for now. Thanks for joining us. For the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton signing off for now. Have a great afternoon, everyone, and go Braves.